right, and welcome back to A Businessman's Guide to Almost Everything, the show where I, your host, Cole Brzezinski, get to sit down with interesting people from parts of the business sectors that surround us in some obvious and sometimes not so obvious ways. Today, it is with one of those less obvious businesses. Britt Reber, would you like to introduce yourself, where you're from, and what you do?
Sure. I'm Britt Reber. I live in Bellingham, Washington. I'm originally from Texas, actually, and I own a marketing agency called Growing Your Traffic, and we focus on getting businesses to the top of Google without paid ads. So we use SEO, search engine optimization, to help local businesses and national businesses get ranked at the top of Google, and it ends up being a lot more cost effective than paying for ads.
So today, I wanted to talk a little bit about the hows and the whys behind you specifically and the business. So how and why did you get into digital marketing?
Good question. So originally, it actually started when I was in college. I moved to a new location, like 8 hours away from my hometown, and I didn't really know many people there. And I started blogging just for fun. And I was posting just things like helpful tips for studying in college that I was learning, like crafts I was making in my dorm room, just little things like that. And I started finding out that I started digging into metrics a little bit and finding out that a lot of random people were coming to my website and they would leave comments and they would say how helpful it was. And it turns out they were finding me through searches. So that's what got me started down the whole rabbit hole that is search engine optimization. And I started learning that there were things I could actually do on the website to help improve the way I showed up in searches. So I started implementing those back in 2013. And I just kind of grew from there. I have grown multiple blogs, multiple websites that way. And then I actually at the time was in school to become a nurse. So I finished that, became a nurse, and I was working at a hospital. And when COVID hit, I was very exhausted, very burnt out. I was doing all the gowning and gloving and all that with all the COVID patients. And I was just becoming really disenchanted with nursing, and I was still growing website traffic on the side. And all of a sudden I started getting a lot of people asking me for help with my daughter's vegan makeup blog and my stepmom's photography business. And can you help me grow traffic for this company and for this website? So I just kind of started freelance helping other people grow their website traffic. And at the same time being exhausted and burnt out and during COVID, I realized, oh, this is something I can do from home. Like I don't have to show up at a hospital at 6 a.m. on, you know, I can just be at home in my PJs with my cat and help other businesses get website traffic and get leads. So that's when I made that pivot and shifted into actually making it not just a fun hobby that I was pursuing just because it was really fun, but something that I was actually doing full time. And that's when I started growing an agency and hiring other people to help me help other business owners grow.
Interesting. So you've probably been doing this with like an actual agency for 5 years then?
Actually about 3 years. So it wasn't until January of 2022 when I actually officially launched my agency. So I was just kind of doing freelance stuff before that.
That's interesting. So let's say that there's another lady also from Texas, also doing nursing. She never started a blog though, but she's looking at SEO and digital marketing. What are the qualifications or the skills that she should have before she starts moving into that field?
Oh, that's a good question. I kind of learned through the fire of just doing it and figuring it out myself. I don't necessarily recommend that. It took me 10 years to really come up with a solid strategy that I know is always going to rank a website 100% of the time. So I would say if you are in this day and age are wanting to start out in that, I recommend just working for other agencies and figuring out how other agencies do it. That's not something I personally did, but it would be a massive shortcut. Like I look back and think, man, I wish I went down that route instead, because it's just so much easier to learn from people. I have hired a lot of mentors over the years, and I've spent tens of thousands of dollars on SEO education, more than my bachelor's in nursing I've spent on SEO education.
Wow.
And and I've spent probably tens of thousands of hours as well, listening to podcasts, watching YouTube videos, sitting on webinars, workshops, all the things to just learn how other people are implementing SEO. And it's its own field. So it's similar to you would get educated before you try to go be a nurse. Like you can't just pull some guy off the street and be like, here, go, you know, take care of this person's life and make sure they don't die. They've got to get that education and that background first. So I definitely recommend learning it yourself before you try and implement it on a client's website. And I think one of the easiest way to do that is to get a mentor and learn from someone else. And so I think the smartest way to do that is to work for someone else, because then you're getting paid while you're learning it.
Right.
I didn't choose that route, so I ended up paying a lot of money to learn. But yeah, that's what I would recommend is get a mentor, whatever that looks like for you.
So what are some of the entry level positions for people who want to get into SEO and marketing?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would look at other digital marketing agencies that are offering internships and just see what's out there. Since I didn't go that route, it's hard for me to speak on what's actually available. I will say that I did actually start an SEO mentorship program about 6 months ago. So I am actually mentoring people myself on SEO strategies because it is difficult to find people that you can trust to learn from. And so and the thing is, even if you got hired at a digital marketing agency as an intern, you may not actually be learning a whole lot about the strategy in the beginning. You might be doing more admin kind of gopher tasks. It might be a while before you actually learn strategies. And it might not even be just SEO. You might be learning about a lot of other digital marketing strategies too. So if you really specifically want to learn SEO, I would say hiring a mentor. And I am one of those mentors out there that you could hire. I actually have a full program. We have a community and we've got like a learning portal online with trainings. And we do Zoom calls a couple times a month. So joining a community like that, hiring a mentor and like that, I think is a really good shortcut. Because even though it would be a lot more cost effective to be an intern or go get an education by working from someone else, I don't know that you would get that level of mentorship that you might be looking for if you're really wanting to start an agency and if you're wanting to start one soon.
Do you think like the mentorship angle, is that something that's common in this field?
You know, that's hard to say. I don't really think so, because I think there's a lot of coaches out there. And so I think a coach and a mentor are a little different, because mentors really, I think, hold your hand a lot more than coaches do. And so I would say that there's probably quite a few marketing coaches out there. I don't know how many SEO coaches there are. I haven't seen a whole lot. Mostly the SEO coaches I see are people that are coaching you on how to build an agency. So if you're wanting to just learn how to implement SEO on your own website, if you don't want to grow an agency, I don't really know how many options are out there. I haven't seen a whole lot of them.
That's interesting. I know with like today, you can learn anything on the internet, but do you think we're going to see like SEO specific courses come into the university systems one day? Is that something we're going to see in like 5 years?
Oh, that's a good question. So I actually, I run online events sometimes where I interview other people that are experts in growing website traffic. And a guy that I interviewed a couple of years ago, he's actually created the digital marketing program at Stanford University. Oh. And so he does teach on SEO and he has SEO workbooks, textbooks that you can buy on Amazon that he uses in his program. But I own copies of his textbook and they are very technical. So it's a lot, they're thick. So right. It's a lot of stuff to learn. And so I think that they are already starting to be implemented into some university programs, but I think it's kind of like a sidestep. It's not, as far as I'm aware of, there's not actual SEO classes. And I think part of that too, is that SEO is just changing so much. I think it would require a lot of resources for a university to find someone that, would be that dedicated to always staying on top of what's happening and to be able to teach at that capacity. So yes, it's hard to say if universities will ever offer like SEO specific classes, but I know that there are some that are offering digital marketing sorts of classes.
Right. So you've talked a little bit about the continual research that you have to do just to stay on top of the game, to keep up with things. What are some of those resources that you use for your own education?
Ooh, good question. Sometimes when I'm maybe eating breakfast in the morning and I just want to watch something while I eat, sometimes I'll just go into YouTube and type in SEO strategy, SEO expert. Sometimes I'll just be that simple and just see, okay, what's coming up right now? What are people watching? What are people talking about? There are some experts that I follow in the field. One of my favorites is Neil Patel. He does webinars all the time where he talks about, and the reason I love following him is he's very data-driven, data-oriented like I am, which is so important because we're trying to get our clients results, not just like a nice, pretty, here you go, you're at the top of Google. We want to know, you know, all the data points and everything associated with that. And so he is really big on those data points. And so I like following his stuff because he'll post a lot of, he does a lot of surveys with his audience, which is a very large following. And so he'll get to see like, what are things that other companies are utilizing? What's working right now? What's not? He talks about trends that are happening, you know, the way that things are shifting. And so he's one of my favorite resources if you're looking for just one specific place to go.
Right. Interesting. So what was his name again? Neil Patel. Neil Patel. I was going to say Dev Patel, but that's someone entirely different. I started to realize.
A lot of Patels out there.
Yeah. But like YouTube, that is a legitimate avenue to refine your skills.
Yeah.
Besides Mr. Patel, is there anyone else that you would recommend we look up?
It's hard to say because there are some people that I follow that I mostly agree with what they post. So I will say YouTube's kind of a double-edged sword in the sense that, yeah, there's a lot of really great info out there for free, but there's also some not so great info. Sometimes I'll watch somebody that I've thought for like a couple years, oh, this is a great SEO person. And then all of a sudden they'll start saying things that I'm like, ooh, I don't really know that I agree with that. Or like, well, we kind of experimented with that with a couple of our clients' websites and it didn't pan out the way that you're explaining that it might. And so I think there's just a lot of bad advice out there, honestly. And with SEO, you have to be careful because if you do like some kind of black hat techniques, if you're getting really crappy, spammy backlinks put into your website, Google, if they don't like it, they can actually blacklist your domain, which means that your website will never show up in Google searches and you'll have to start all over with a brand new fresh website, fresh domain. And so you don't want to do that. So I think it's a double-edged sword. I think Neil Patel is one of the only people that I can think of right now that I agree with 100% of the content he puts out.
Interesting. All right. Because I know you had recommended, we had a previous conversation, I think a week ago, and you brought him up and I started following him. Interesting fellow.
Yeah. Yeah. He's interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk a little bit more about marketing in general. So what are the benefits of working in digital marketing, just as someone who's actually in the field?
Like benefits for me?
Yeah. You've talked a little bit about how you got to stay at home.
Yeah.
You got to be with the cats.
Yeah. I would say that's the biggest benefit is not having to report to somebody else. It was so hard for me to wake up at 5 a.m. in the morning knowing that I've got to get out the door, get ready, and then I'm going to be on and I'm not going to get home till 7 p.m. just to wake up at 5 a.m. again the next day and be on all day. And especially when I was working as a nurse, there was all this pressure of if I mess up, someone could actually die. You know, there's still pressure, I think, you know, just owning a business, but it doesn't feel as life or death. So that part's nicer. So that's a really big benefit is that it's a lot less anxiety inducing for me.
That's fair.
Yeah. And just the flexibility to be able to travel and, like I said, be at home with my cat and my PJs. But also we've gotten to travel a lot. Justin and I, just this last year, or let's see, in the last 2 years, we've been to Puerto Rico, Las Vegas. We've done a couple of trips to Texas to see my family. We've been to Austin and the Space Center in Houston. We got to go to Mexico. We've been to Canada a few times. Like there's just a lot of different places we've been able to travel that if I was still working in a traditional job where I have to report full time to somebody else at their place of business, I don't think I would have been able to take all those trips. So that's my favorite benefit from being a digital marketing expert and getting to just run my own business from home.
It makes sense why that was so appealing then during COVID where we couldn't just go out and do things.
Yeah.
So on the inverse then, what are some of the downsides in working in a digital marketing agency or as a digital marketer that are maybe not as obvious?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say this is something I know Justin talks about a lot is that there's just a lot of snake oil out there, especially in the SEO world. There's a lot of people that promise results that just don't deliver. And they'll send you these fancy reports of look at all this stuff we did to your website this month. And when you really break down the technical jargon, it's like, okay, so most of that was automated and like 5 minutes of work and you charge the client $1,500 a month for that. And they're not getting results. Like, come on. So there's a lot of companies like that. And there's a lot of people that have spent money on campaigns like that to not get a result. And then they come to us saying, you know, how are you going to be different? How can you actually help me? And it almost feels like we're a therapist sometimes. Like we kind of have to help heal those wounds of like, I'm so sorry you got hurt like that. And that's part of why I know Justin talked about when you interviewed him that we offer a money back guarantee. And that's why it's really to help people feel safe with us because some people have gotten really hurt by other agencies that just don't follow through. They don't deliver on their promises. And so I think that's a really big challenge is just kind of having to be like a marketing therapist and having to help heal some of those wounds people have gotten from not so great agencies.
It's probably not something you expected when I'm first getting into the work.
Not at all. Yeah. I was like, awesome, data, analytics, like computer. I don't have to talk to anyone. This is great. No, it's a lot of talking to people. It's a lot of feelings, a lot of emotions, because these are, you know, especially when we're working with like a local business owner, like this business is their baby. This is their lifeblood. This is their income. Yeah. This is supporting their family and they're building their dreams. And so it's really important that we get them really good results. And so it is less anxiety than working as a nurse in the sense that they could actually die, but it's still pretty close up there when you think about like, this is their baby that they're trusting us with.
Yeah, no kidding. It's funny. I was talking to an insurance agent who was on my show a little while ago, and he was making a similar comment about how people don't tend to like insurance agents. There's almost just like in the back of their head, they're like, I don't trust you. I don't want to be in the same room as you, but I have to be here for whatever reason.
Yeah. But I know I need your service.
I need your service. And, you know, I guess on the marketing angle, you get to be there for those great moments where you're like, hey, you've actually seen this market increase in leads. That's great. We get to celebrate with you in that.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are the fun moments. Those are the moments. And actually, Justin and I talked about that earlier today, how, we haven't had kids yet, but we assume it's sort of like being a parent where it's like day to day, you're kind of in the trenches and sometimes it feels hard and challenging and like, this is kind of a lot of work. And then you have those moments where you're like, oh, this is what it's about. Like what you're saying, those moments when you get to celebrate, like, oh my gosh, we just brought like a 200% ROI to this business really early on in the campaign. And that is a huge win. And we are celebrating that. And it just feels like awesome. All this work is paying off and getting to see other business owners like free up more of their time and you know, grow their income and grow their revenue for their business. It's just really exciting and it makes it worth all the work.
Well, that's one of those things that I remember. I was in university and I heard this line and I'll always remember it. But he was basically just giving a leadership course and basically telling us to not worry about some things, not because they're not important, but because you're never going to be good at them. Don't invest into those things that you're never going to be exceptional at. Invest in your strengths, because that's where you're going to be able to succeed and you're going to make something work. And when the time comes, find someone else to do that critical work that you can't do yourself.
Yes, 100%. Yeah, that is why we have so many people on our team, because I can't do it all. I can't do it all well, especially. Like, for instance, Justin is way better at talking to people and breaking down what we do into a really simple way versus I get excited about the tech. And so I start just spewing tech jargon sometimes and people are like, you totally lost me. What is it that you even do? And so, yeah, you're right. I think it's important to sharpen your skills in everything that you can. So like, for instance, being a business owner, it's important to sharpen that skill of sales if you aren't really great at it. But I agree, you don't need to be an expert in that. If you can hire someone that is, you're going to be way better off than trying to be an expert at all the things. So I 100% agree with that.
So let's talk a little bit more about success. You have been running an agency for 3 years. You got on a team of like 10 people. Did I hear that right?
Right. Yeah.
That's pretty good growth for 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exciting.
It is. Thank you.
So clearly you're doing something right. What do you think has been your key to success in a digital marketing sphere?
I think it comes down to the fact that we really give a shit. Like, we want our clients to be successful. We love our clients. We love the people that we work with. We love our team too. Like, we have really great people on our team. Like, there's no way I could have done this without a team. Like, everybody on our team is amazing. We have amazing customer support. We have amazing content creators and content editors. We have even just down to like our web developer who does all the behind the scenes. Like, he's just so fast and he's on it and he cares. And he, like, everybody in our team wants to do good work. And so I think that's what sets us apart, is that there are some people out there just trying to make a quick buck, and we're not those people. We really care about the people that we're serving and the businesses that we're helping and the communities that that's impacting.
It is funny how it often really does just get boiled down to the most simple things. You're like, we actually want to do a good job.
Yeah, we actually care. We don't just want your money. We want to help you.
The money is nice too, though.
Yeah, the money is nice too. Right, which is why we want you to earn more money too.
Well, and that's one of those things with marketing companies where, like, if the business does well enough, they're going to want to invest more.
Right, it's a win-win-win.
There we go.
Yeah.
So it's like the best commission in the world. Okay, so let's say that my media company that I run here, I decide, you know what, it's just not working. I need to dump all this and I'm going to do what Britt does. I'm getting into digital marketing. What is the best way for someone to start their own digital marketing agency?
I think freelancing is really the best place to start, because you'll get a feel for what you're good at, and you'll get a feel for if this even is a good fit for you. So I would say before you dump everything, take on one or two client projects and just see how you like it. For me, when I first started, I know I kind of alluded to before I launched an agency, I was doing freelance work. And it was a lot of random digital marketing freelance work because I learned a lot in my blogging journey. And so there was a lot of things that I was good at and that I could help people with. And it just became too much. But it was a good place to start, because I started with this really wide window of helping people with SEO in a lot of aspects, like Pinterest SEO, even like Instagram. There's some SEO involved with that, some strategies to get your account to show up higher in the Explore page or the Explore tab of Instagram. So I did a lot of those kinds of things. I helped people with email marketing. There were some clients that I just did blog content for. I didn't do a full on SEO strategy, but just blog content. So I did a lot of like random digital marketing kind of projects for people, which was great because I got to explore like what it looked like to be in digital marketing. I got to earn some income along the way. And then I got to really start to narrow my focus and I started realizing the value in this is traffic and conversions. So getting leads, getting people to come to your website and then getting them to buy from you. That's really the value of digital marketing. So how can I narrow my focus to something that provides that for people? And that's really streamlined. I wanted just one offer instead of here's the 10 million things I can help you with. I wanted to just, how can I get more leads and buyers to your website? And I realized SEO is the best strategy for that because it's just so cost effective compared to dumping money into ads, which Justin and I like to call Mark Zuckerberg's yacht fund, because that's really what it is. When you're paying for every click and you're ready to scale, you're going to be spending more and more and more to get more and more clicks. Versus SEO, you can just pay one flat fee and your traffic continues to grow over time. So it becomes way more cost effective. And yeah, that's why I picked the SEO strategy. So I guess to go back to your question, freelancing is a really great way to get started because you get to find what you think is the best strategy, the best way that you can help other people. And then you can start building a team around that.
So you got into something that's a little bit interesting. And I know this is probably a better question for one of our other episodes, but Mark Zuckerberg's yacht fund with ads. I know that's so often the go-to for so many different businesses. SEO, though, it is a legitimate option for a lot of folks. Let's say we're dealing with a business that's effectively got a micro budget. They're talking like $200 that they can afford to spend every month. Would it be worth them going to a specialist that's willing to give them the light of day and say, okay, I'll take your $200, I'll do a little bit of work? Or would it be better for them to put that into Meta advertising?
That really depends. I would say that it depends on whether or not you can actually get some qualified leads with that $200. If that's the case, you probably are better off just putting that money into ads initially until you can grow to the point that you can hire somebody for SEO. I would say another option would be just figuring it out, because sometimes it feels like, oh, that's, I can't afford $1,000 a month. That's so much. But sometimes when you break it down, it depends on what your offer is, but a lot of times, a lot of the businesses that we talk to, they have higher ticket offers that are over $1,000. So let's say like a bathroom remodel, that could be $5,000 or $10,000. And so it might feel like, oh, I don't really have a marketing budget. But when you look at it, let's say you're a bathroom remodeler and you will get $5,000 coming in from just having one new client or customer that month, then it really becomes a no-brainer because it's like, oh, so actually if I figure out a way to just get started and afford the $1,000 a month, as long as I'm getting at least one new client a month, which when you're at the top of Google, it's way more than that. But as long as you're getting at least one, you know, you're already getting the ROI right away. And so sometimes it's more so about figuring out how you can afford it. But if you really are in a tight space, I think sometimes if you have a really small budget, sometimes just paying for those ads, as long as you can make an effective ad campaign to actually get an ROI on that small amount, that $200 a month, then I would say starting there and scaling up to the point that you can hire someone to do your SEO to get visibility that way, that would probably be a better strategy. But yeah, it really just depends on what your offer is. It depends on if you have been able to create a successful ad campaign with that low of a budget. And so, yeah, it's really individual. So I would say if someone watching this or listening to this is in that situation, to just book a call with us. We'd love to talk about what your actual situation looks like and how we could make it a win-win for you, whether that is through ads or SEO.
Right. Yeah, I heard a marketer once say that you want to find this really uncomfortable sweet spot which is a funny way to describe it just in the first place. But you don't want to spend so little that you don't care that if it doesn't bring any return at all. But you also still want to be in a place where if you were to lose all of it, that the business is not going under.
Yeah, 100%.
So yeah, you got to balance on that awkward, nah, but it's going to pay off eventually.
Yeah, it's so true. Yeah, and it is a balance because you're right. You don't want to be in a position where this has to work for you. So This is SEO is one of many strategies to bring in leads. And we personally don't rely on one lead generation channel for our own company. And we don't recommend that for anyone else either. We think SEO can be your strongest lead generation bucket, but we definitely recommend that you have other buckets, whether that's making cold calls, maybe networking in person, cold email outreach, having social media campaigns. Like there's so many different ways, you know, flyers in coffee shops, like door hangers. There's so many ways that you can bring in more leads into your business. So we always recommend that you have more than one channel because you're right. You don't want to solely focus on like, okay, I'm putting all my money into SEO. And if it doesn't work, I'm bankrupt. Like you don't want to be in that situation.
Okay. So I'm going to put you on the spot. So I want you to tell me in your personal estimation, top three forms of marketing. And we're going to take SEO out of it so that no conflict of interest.
Okay. Because SEO is number one. Obviously.
Of course.
I'm a little biased. Top three forms of marketing. I think it depends on what company you're running and what your goal is. So is this like a national brand that you're growing?
You know what? I'm going to take advantage of this. This is my company. I run a media company. I do video projects for people. So I take a lot of leads, a lot of consultations, not a whole ton of jobs, but good paycheck for each of them.
Okay. I would say if we're taking SEO out of the picture, the three forms of marketing that I would recommend, which is hard because there's so many forms of marketing.
Oh, of course.
But number one, I would say short form video content and I would blast that to all channels and SEO, unfortunately, is part of that, but I would learn SEO for that video content because when you can optimize the videos and that includes speaking keywords because algorithms can read transcripts of what you're saying in the video and they will rank your video and show it in news feeds based on other people's interests and what their algorithm has created for them on their own platform. So learning to optimize your video content with SEO. So that's, I think the main thing is just video content. And I would say publishing that on every platform that you can and optimizing it for each of those platforms. But then finding one that you really want to focus on growing and just kind of blast it out to the others, but find one that you really want to grow your community on where your audience hangs out the most. So like for you, so I'm thinking like if you're trying to target younger generation, like obviously TikTok, Instagram for you, maybe Facebook Reels or maybe it's YouTube Shorts, like wherever it is that business owners are hanging out that you want to connect with, making that your really strong platform. So yeah. So short form video content would be the number one thing. And that would be for you specifically because you are a video agency.
Of course.
Number two, I would say is email marketing. And I would actually say that email marketing is number one for everyone else who isn't selling video.
Really?
Yeah. Email marketing. And I'm going to lump text marketing in with that too. Text marketing, SMS marketing tends to have a little bit higher, and depending on the industry, but it tends to have higher opening rates and higher conversion rates. That being said, email marketing will never go away. And maybe it will shift to completely text messaging at some point, but I don't see that anywhere on the horizon. Email marketing just has one of the highest, the amount of money that you can make per person on your email list is a lot higher than when you look at the amount of money you're likely to make per follower on any other given channel. So the value of a contact or a follower or subscriber on your email list is a lot higher than the other channels. And when you think about it, it's because you're in their inbox. So you are directly communicating with them like privately one-on-one. And it's really hard to get someone's attention like that on all these other platforms where they're just scrolling and they're being bombarded with all these other messages from all their friends and their family and all these other companies that are trying to compete for their attention. When you're in their inbox, it's just you and them one-on-one. So I always recommend that people have an email marketing system in place where they're capturing emails and they're talking to them regularly. So that's number two. Which for most people I would say is number one, because I really think there's a lot of value in email marketing. Number three, I would say in-person networking. And I think that is for anybody. Even if you're growing a national brand, maybe it's not in-person networking at your local chamber of commerce. Maybe that means going to big conventions so that you can meet other CEOs or meet other like big wig companies that you're looking to work with, you know, just depending on what your company is. To bring it back to you though, as a video marketer, I would say in person in your local community, because those are the people that you're trying to attract to come into your studio. So yeah, I think in person and getting referrals is always going to be a really solid, strong form of marketing. And I just don't think that's ever going to go away. I think word of mouth will always be the most powerful. It's just not the most scalable. So it's definitely something I recommend. I never recommend throwing that out. And if you get to the point that your company's so big, you just can't go to networking events anymore, hire someone to go for you and to represent your company, because having that presence in your community is really important.
It really is amazing just how much really gets done once your network is established.
Yeah, it's true.
It's huge. All right. Well, Britt, I think that's our time.
Awesome.
Thank you for sitting down with me again.
Yeah. Thanks for asking such great questions. It's always fun chatting with you.
No, I've enjoyed this. And I'm sure you guys did as well. So Britt Reber, thank you for sitting down. Where can people find you?
Yeah. So if you go to growingyourtraffic.com/Britt, B-R-I-T-T, that'll take you right to my my LinkedIn account. And so that's where I hang out mostly, is on LinkedIn. So go connect with me there. I'd love to chat with you and see how we can help your business grow.
Brilliant. All right. Well, that has been Business Insider for Business Insider. Good heavens. What am I? This has been Businessman's Guide to Almost Everything. Thank you for tuning in again, and we'll see you next time. Take care. Yeah.